The epistle for this feast of the Immaculate Conception is taken from the Book of Wisdom. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways. Before he made anything from the beginning, I was set up from eternity. And of old, before the earth was made, the depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Neither had the fountains of waters as yet sprung out. The mountains with their huge bulk had not yet been established. Before the hills I was brought forth. He had not yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was present. When with a certain long compass he enclosed the depths. When he established the sky above and poised the fountains of waters. When he compassed the sea with its bounds and set a law to the waters that they should not pass their limits. When he balanced the foundations of the earth, I was with him forming all things. And I was delighted every day, playing before him at all times, playing in the world, and my delights were to be with the children of men. Now therefore, children, hear me. Blessed are they who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man who hears me, and who watches daily at my gates, and waits at the post of my doors. He who shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 28. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And when the angel had come to her, and he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
He who shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. My dear friends, oftentimes when we come to a feast of Our Lady, or any of the great feasts of the church, we somehow handle it like it's something distant from us. Meaning the feast is over here, and we're over here, and we're looking at the feast like a person would look at a picture. And I don't think that that's quite right. Yes, these things are given to us to meditate on, to think about, but also to remember what we have, what has been given to us. The Feast of the Immaculate Conception can also be considered a feast of sorts of the Blessed Trinity, or a promotion at least of the idea of the Blessed Trinity. God reveals himself to man, but in the person of the Blessed Trinity, we have when our Blessed Mother at the Annunciation asked the angel who had just told her that she's full of grace, and that the Lord was with her, she was fearful. What type of greeting was this? Only God is full of grace. The angel told her not to be afraid, but that God had a plan for her, that she was to become the mother of the Promised One, the Mater Dei, the Mother of God. Just consider that term. If there's anything that has ever raised the dignity of motherhood and highlighted it, whether it be natural motherhood, spiritual motherhood, it doesn't matter, motherhood, and how important it is this occasion when she became the Mother of God. And the way the angel explained to her Blessed Mother, when our Blessed Mother said, "Listen, I don't understand how this can be, because I have given myself to God. I've taken a vow." And the angel said, "And the power of the Most High shall come over thee." The Holy Spirit would work this miracle, overseen by God. And the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the Word, would be made flesh. The three in one. She is the tabernacle. But the tabernacle could not have anything to do with sin. And so it was a prerogative of her Son, because of who her Son was, or is. The portal which he used in order to become man, to come from his eternity into our time, had to be pure. And so she was conceived without sin. But this isn't a gift that was just given to her. No, this happened for us. Every time we pray a Hail Mary, and incidentally, if ever you are persecuted for praying the Hail Mary by those who call themselves Christian, you say, listen, this is comes right from Scripture. We're praising our Blessed Mother as the angel praised her and asking her to intercede for us to her Son. But she was conceived without sin, not just for our Lord's sake or for her sake, but for our sake. She was the new Eve. It's because of her fiat that we are able to be full of grace. Yes. If we are baptized and cleansed of original sin by the waters of baptism, which was instituted by her Son, we are also full of grace, sanctifying grace, the life of God in our soul. She is our victory over the devil. He who shall find me shall find life and shall have salvation from the Lord. You want hope? Up your devotion to our Blessed Mother. Don't say your Hail Marys. Pray your Hail Marys. Pray your rosary every day. As Jesus has come to us through her, he doesn't keep selfishly this precious gift to himself, but says to us, behold your mother. That's why it says in Scripture from the Book of Wisdom, he who eats me shall yet hunger, and he who drinks me shall yet thirst. Whenever we go to her, whenever we up our devotion to her, we perfect our love for him. He who hearkens to me will not be confounded. You have a problem? Go to our Blessed Mother. Never was it known that anyone who fled to her for protection, implored her help, or sought her intercession was left unaided. You have problems with temptations and struggle with sin? And they who work by me shall not sin. And they who explain me shall have life everlasting. You don't need a soapbox and go on the corner of Main Street and First to go preach a sermon about our Blessed Mother. A sermon can be preached without a word spoken. When somebody walks into your room and they see predominantly a shrine of our Blessed Mother, or in your house, a shrine of our Blessed Mother portrayed. This holy season we're approaching of Christmas, they see that nativity scene of our Blessed Mother with the child and Saint Joseph. The sermon you preach to your children when you make it a daily habit to pray the rosary together, encouraging your children in their morning prayers and night prayers, making them a routine, and always incorporating petitions to our Blessed Mother, especially for purity, because that's one of the main tools that the devil likes to use to trap us in this day and age. Temptations against purity, but she's the remedy. Three Hail Marys in the morning, three Hail Marys at night, every morning, every night. Very powerful practice. Simple and easy. But so few do it. And they who explain me shall have life everlasting. Explain this devotion to our Blessed Mother to your family. Encourage it among each other. Faithfully wear your scapular. Don't make it an excuse not to wear it. How foolish we are when we don't make good use of the gifts given to us. Scapulars given to us by our Blessed Mother. And Holy Mother of the Church presents it to us and says, you want to avoid hell? They who die wearing this will not suffer eternal fire. You have that reminder that you belong to Jesus through Mary. And every day in wearing that scapular, you're reminded of this gift that our Lord used in order to save us and has given to us in order so that we also might be saved. To Jesus through Mary. To Jesus through Mary. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.